I'm very troubled by it. There are 13 adjudicative guidelines that are used to revoke or deny someone's clearance. None of them have to do with politics other than the violent overthrow of the U.S. government, which, of course, Brennan and the others have not been advocating. So the message that is potentially being sent to everyone who holds a clearance, including myself, is if you're a political opponent, your clearance is at risk.
Now, is there any recourse that Brennan could use here because of what took place?
Yeah, theoretically, I mean, he is entitled by an executive order President Clinton issued in 1995 to administrative due process. It's unclear as to whether he's going to be afforded that, and it's even more unclear since it was the president himself, who's the top of the food chain, who revoked the clearance, whether or not anyone below could take a different position. And courts, federal courts, have been unwilling to hear substantive clearance determinations.
So when someone gets out of office or someone is no longer an official and moves on, why do they keep their security clearances? What are some of the reasons for that?
So most of the time, they wouldn't. You always have to have a need to know. And there's a difference between eligibility and access. People can still have eligibility because their background investigation is still in scope, but not have actual access to classified info. For individuals like Brennan and the others who are on this list, former CIA, NSA, DNI directors, it is customary that they would retain clearances because in historically, new administrations would call upon them for their expertise to come in and talk about what they experienced and to get their opinion. So it was for functionality of government.
All right. And is this something we've seen before with other presidents along the way?
We have never seen this before. No one that I know of has been able to identify any instance where a president of the United States has ever involved themselves personally into a clearance action. President Nixon apparently talked about it on tape recordings, privately in the White House, that he was thinking about it, but even he never tried it.